أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثل الرجلين أحدهما أبكم لا يقدر على شيء وهو كل على مولاه إنما يوجه لا يأتي بخير هل يستوي هو ومن يأمر بالعدل وهو على صراط مستقيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وما أمر الساعة إلا كلمح البصر أو هو أقرب إن الله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 76 and 77 of Surah An-Nahl. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given us an example of a slave. Here Allah goes on and Allah gives another example. Allah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. Allah gives the example, the similitude of two men. أَحَدُهُمَا أَبَكَمْ. One of them is mute, he is dumb, he cannot speak. Generally, a person will be dumb, and here the implication is, he cannot speak, and nor can he hear. لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. He does not have the ability of doing anything. In other words, his body is totally paralyzed, his body is totally crippled, he cannot accomplish one simple little task. وَهُوَ كَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَىٰ. And he becomes a burden upon his owner. Being a slave, obviously, he is being owned, so he is an absolute, total burden on his owner. أَيْنَمَا يُوَجِّهُ لَا يَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ. If the owner had to send him anywhere to accomplish any task, he would not bring any good out of it because he is totally himself helpless. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the example that man chooses idols to worship, etc., whether the context is in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam or otherwise. On the one hand, look at these idols, they cannot even speak. They cannot even hear what you're asking for. If you just draw a very quick comparison between that and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look at the beautiful Quran that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down to us. Look at the mode in which Allah Ta'ala sent down this Quran via Jibreel alayhi salam into the heart of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this entire words of Allah Ta'ala had been spoken to us. Now we just do that comparison with the second aspect, لا يقدر على شيء. He does not have the ability to accomplish any task. And look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala fulfills our needs. Allah Ta'ala fulfills our desires. Allah Ta'ala alleviates our difficulties. And this person is of no use but rather a burden. Then Allah Ta'ala asks the second question now. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي هُوَ. Would that person be equal? وَمَنْ يَأْمُرْ بِالْعَدْلِ. To a person who can speak. Not only he speaks, he practices righteously, and then he commands to do good. وَهُوَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And he himself is on the صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Now here Allah gives the comparison of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, that they are stuck in to worshipping idols. Allah sent Anbiya. In our case, Allah sent our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself on sirati mustaqim, ya'muru bil adl, and he commanded mankind to justice. He commanded mankind to do what Allah had commanded, prohibited what Allah had prohibited. And in this way, can any comparison be drawn between a dumb mute idol, a Nabi of Allah bringing the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Belonging to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the ghayb, is the unseen, in other words, the secrets of the skies and the earth. All of that Allah Rabbul Izzat possesses, He has power over. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ. أو هو أقرب. The question that recurred all the time in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam: when is this Qiyamah going to come? When is this Qiyamah going to come? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and the matter of Qiyamah is like the blinking of an eye, or even quicker. The blinking of an eye perhaps is the phrase that is used to show the shortest span of time. So it is not even that shortest span of time, but even closer than that. When Allah decides Qiyamah, Qiyamah will come. It is not a matter. We look at people demolishing a building, it takes a while for them to do. We see people dismantling some machinery, it takes a while for them to do. For Allah to demolish and Allah to dismantle this entire earth, absolutely not even a second is required by Allah. Such is the power of Allah. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power over all things. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك و